5-3, the victory tonight for the Saskatoon Blades over the Medicine Hat Tigers. We'll see them again on Saturday night in Medicine Hat, but between that, there was a visit to Moose Jaw on Thursday night. And speaking of Moose Jaw, our guest is Rowan Calvert, who calls Moose Jaw home.
Oh, hey, Les.
I just have to turn the microphone on, yeah. That's all. Congratulations. You broke a little bit of a goalless streak tonight. And one where, how much did it help that the goaltender had lost his stick on that play?
I actually had no idea. I know you always ask me questions like, oh, did you realize this and this? And I'm going to tell you I have no idea. But, no, I didn't really know. So I got the puck low, and that was a bit of a pre-scouted thing that I'm not really going to be at the net because they are so aggressive out on the flank. So Coop made a nice pass, and the D-man took Lizzo away. So I just took to the net. But Harv actually told me, because he's on the bench now, so he was like, yeah, that's a big thing for goalies is when they lose their stick, they feel a little bit, you know, uncomfortable in the net. So, yeah, he said that probably helped.
You got to 10. That was how many you had last year, which is great. But maybe more importantly, you were able to find a way to keep these guys at bay for the final 35, 36 minutes of the game. I thought you guys did an excellent job against their top players, and you were a big part of that.
Yeah, you know, they're real good players, so it's tough. At times there is real ugly. You know, minute 30 shifts in your own end, you're straight legging it, and you're bagged, and, you know, you can't really think straight. But, we got the job done. 72 happened to have 3 points, but we still got the job done, so that's nice.
Yeah, and for yourself and the team, just what was the mood on the bench? Because it felt like Medicine Hat would get a goal, and it's maybe like, oh, here come the high-flying Tigers. But every time they got a goal, you guys responded with two.
Yeah, we said it was a mature win. I mean, that's one thing that we've been fighting with this year with a young team is, you know, learning how to win. And I think back to the game in Vic, we gave away a 4-1 lead, I'll say. But, we learned a lot of lessons that night, you know, what we can't do with the lead and that kind of thing. So, yeah, we were a real mature group tonight, and I was real proud of our whole team's effort.
Yeah, and I just said on the broadcast, like, it kind of felt like a game last year in the third period. You guys were up a goal. You allow only a couple of shots to start the period. Just systematically as a player, does it feel like much is different, or is it just kind of maybe the will and stuff like that to win?
No, I wouldn't say it feels a little different. Obviously, everything's different. I mean, new guys and that kind of thing, but I think we just did a good job of sinking into our structure, you know, and really playing a mature game, like I said, and, you know, just little things, like every time we turned it over in the neutral zone, they were gone the other way, and I feel like in the third period, you know, we still did that, but we found a better way to, you know, get pucks in below the hash marks, and they can't score if the puck's in their net, right? So I thought we, you know, it was a lot the same, but it definitely felt like last year's team tonight for sure.
How nice is it to have gotten that BC road trip out of the way early now that you can just concentrate on games within the three Prairie provinces the rest of the way?
Yeah, it's nice. I like the road trip, the long one. I think it's really fun, especially with a new group this year. It's nice to, you know, bond and, you know, have days off in cool cities and that kind of thing. So, yeah, but now it's nice. We're at home and we're doing day trips and that kind of thing. So not as many hotels. It kind of wears on you for a while.
What's the best place on the road that you go to?
Victoria.
Yeah, it's
for
cool.
Sure. Yeah. Real nice.
Yeah. Congratulations on getting that goal and the victory and the job you did along with your line mates and the five-man unit against their top people. Look forward to Thursday night.
Thanks, Les.
All right, Rowan Calvert of the Saskatoon Blades.